What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be because I'm living my dreams. Yo, I just wanna talk about natural and this whole natural stuff that's going on. I was having a thought, you know what I mean? And one thing that we gotta understand is that we have a million and one thoughts in a minute, and that's just the truth. Your mind is always racing. It's always going to be racing at some level, point, consistency, it's always going to be going. So when it comes to thoughts, you're not supposed to take your first thought. And that is the problem. The problem is you think you're supposed to take your first thought. And what is your first thought typically? It's your what? Your natural thought. It's natural to get mad at somebody if you see or take a text message a certain way. But you know who you're talking to. So now you have to sit back and reevaluate the situation because you know the person means well, but this text message sounds a little different. Like this text message sounds like, yo, this person trying to get at you. Like it's something different. Like they got a little bit of like a little sauce in they step. You know what I mean? Like they trying to sound a little gangsta, and you gotta sit back and assess. Wait, hold up. Because my first thought, my natural, now let's get this natural, say it with me, natural, no really, say it with me, natural, your natural state of mind literally says that this person is trying to get at you, or this person trying to throw shade, or and for those of you who don't know me, I means whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I means whatever the case may be. So I means whatever the case may be. So yeah, you may feel a certain type of way because your first mind literally gives you that notion of negativity. Now let's go back. Let's just go back to something that you know you're supposed to do right now. Sometimes your first mom may tell you to do something right. Sometimes your second mom may tell you to do something wrong, and you may go with the something wrong. I bet. Prime example. Before I leave the house, I know for a fact that meditating just does me well. Like, guys, it just, like, when I say meditating does me well, I mean just what I said. It really does do me well. And I am one of those people where I think the thought, I think the good thought, then I think the bad thought, and then immediately, even though I know that the bad thought, now listen what I said, guys, the bad thought may come first, the bad thought may come last. In a decision that you make, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna have at least 20 thoughts before you actually make that decision. Which thought, ladies and gentlemen, does it matter what order the thought comes in? No, I am telling you, it does not matter what time frame the thought comes in. What we are supposed to do as people, and I just wanted to talk about again, that natural thing to do, is going to be inside of these boxes, whatever it is. Okay, so you have your natural thought, you have your growth thought, you have your shady thought, you have your T thought, you have your selfish thought, you have your supernatural thought, okay? And then you have your fearful thought, and you have your caring thought, okay? And these are just a few thoughts that you have, literally just a few. So with this being said, my goal is to share with you guys, what does the tapping into that supernatural thought look like? And that is just simply this entire segment that I'm going to be going into, that I'm going into right now. Your supernatural thoughts is the thoughts that you actually want to have. You want to have supernatural growth in your life. You don't want to just think you don't want to think by nature. Yeah, your natural desire is this. And yeah, you naturally want a man who is tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah, dudes, you naturally want a girl who has no waist. No waist, no case, my nigga. You know what I mean? You think all your problems is solved when a shorty ain't got no waist. It's like no waist, no case. Like, how could I not win when I have a shorty with no waist? And let me tell you something, fellas. That is the easiest way of trickery in the world. You will be tricked by her looks. Yes, she looks good. Yes, all of that. Yes, all of that. But it's just kind of like you have to take in consideration, like, yo, do I really, really want this with shorty? Do I really, you know what I mean? What is it gonna come with? What is it gonna come with? And a lot of times it comes with the same thing that a shorty had a stomach come with. Insecurities, uncertainty, everything. It comes with the same exact things. I have been a celebrity hairstylist for years. I've worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. I've worked on Love and Hip Hop. I've worked with Future. I work close with Kat, with Gucci Man, Carrie Hilson. So many people. I've worked with models in the industry who had no stomach, who had no waist, no case. Who had no waist, no case. And when I tell you, these women had the biggest cases. Okay, the biggest cases, guys. The biggest cases. And why is that? Because it doesn't matter how you look. If you're insecure, you're insecure. It has to come from within. Confidence is built. Self-confidence is built with a lot of focus, and preparation. You don't just buy a body and it comes. You do not just buy a body and it comes. You don't. It's just kind of like, you will still be insecure. You will still have those doubts. You will still. But let me tell you where self-confidence comes from. Self-confidence comes from when you focus on a thing and you want it so bad, and you actually went through tears. You suffered so hard. You suffered. And you literally saw the results from your suffering, from your pain. And that's what builds self-confidence. Nothing else. Nothing else. I do not care when nobody tells you. Nothing else builds self-confidence like your own personal suffering through the matter. And that is the truth. And a lot of people are not going to tell you that. And that's what my show produces, nothing but what I believe is the truth, because belief is so big, huge. I can talk about my experience in Dubai and tell you how huge huge belief is. And that's when you tap into your supernatural thoughts. Because once you've discovered what the truth is about your feelings, about your happiness, about what makes you a better person, you realize that it's the sacrifices that you have to make daily, the small sacrifices. If you ain't making no, let me tell you something, if I'm not making no sacrifices, you better rest assured that my day is hell. Okay? If I haven't made one sacrifice that day, if I haven't disciplined myself in one area that day, you better believe that entire day is hell. If I'm having a horrible day, you better believe that there is trash of fast foods and junk food and just all of this paper trails. There are paper trails of things that I should not have done that I've done in the midst of my day becoming everything that I want it to be. But when there is supernatural thoughts working on a different level, then that is where I literally know that I made it. I did better today. I did absolutely better today. 100% better today. And I realized that through my years of getting older and older and older. And it doesn't even really matter. Now, this epiphany could have came to me 5 years ago. But when you, whatever starts as a puddle will end up as a flood. One of my favorite rappers, The Truth, said that. And he's my favorite rapper because he just speaks his truth and let his truth be his truth. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing absolutely wrong with that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys really, really enjoyed the show. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.